Anyway, I've got Delaney in the studio, Delaney, my producer, and we have discussed various ways to be more sustainable on our show. But have you ever thought about what you wear every day? So the actual fabric on your is the actual fabric on your back sustainable? Probably not. Anyway, each year the average Australian throws out about 11 kilos of clothing, and we may have found a way to compost that waste. Delaney, is that washi paper or is that it's pronounced something else?
Yeah, washi. So it's washi. A Japanese word.
Okay.
Washi. It's basically paper clothing.
Right.
So it's been around since ancient Japan.
Yeah.
They created it for actually the monks. They reused the old calligraphy paper that the monks were using.
Right.
And they found out it was actually really, like, it's lightweight, it's water resistant, it's really, and it's compostable.
Is it warm? Did you find out?
Yeah, it's warm. It like insulates very well.
Okay. Well, you know, I've been told that if you ride a motorbike and you can just stuff some newspaper down your jacket to stop you getting cold or the wind. I mean, you
really?
Know, if you're a motorbike rider, let me know if that is correct, if that helps. You might need like a whole newspaper though, not just one piece.
Interesting.
But how much paper? I mean, where's this paper come from? Do you know where it comes from?
So it's actually, it's not the paper we imagine. It's not newspapers. It's made from the fibers of a mulberry tree.
Yeah.
So it's like bark all combined together.
Right.
And pressed.
Where does newspaper come from?
Fair enough. Hey, that's true. It's true. But it's a lot more, it's not as flimsy.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, you know, we all know that, you know, you can't do much with newspaper. So this is a rather, you know, it's in today's day, it's quite a decadent thing to make things out of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Especially clothing, because it's so so time consuming. I mean, is that the reason why we stopped?
Yeah, it's also very labor intensive.
Yeah,
it takes a long time, so it's become more expensive than say like synthetic materials, nylon, cotton, are way cheaper and way easier to make. Unfortunately, but actually, in the 1960s, there was a bit of a trend with the paper clothing. There was a toilet paper company, actually, as a marketing idea, they decided to sell paper dresses.
Not toilet paper dresses.
To customers. No, not toilet paper. No, it was to promote their new line of kitchen, like paper towels and stuff.
Mm.
So when you would get a purchase, customers would also get a dress made out of paper.
Wow. Well, it must have been cheap in those days to give away a dress, a paper dress. But very interesting. And I know that Andy Warhol, he designed some paper dresses.
Yeah, he wore some that got the trend even.
Right.
Boosted the trend.
Mm-hmm, with his Campbell's soup on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
unfortunately, the trend only lasted a few years, though, and died off.
Yeah. But. Well, it's, I mean, why can't we, you know, we've seen it in the news. That's why you brought this up. Is it going to come back? Where have you seen it, by the way? Where have you seen this paper clothing?
Well, there's actually a lot of artists trying to bring it back in a much more sustainable way with the traditional washi Japanese paper. There's an Australian artist, Anzara Clark, actually, who she does workshops online and in person throughout Australia where she actually teaches you how to make your own paper clothing.
Okay.
And it's become a much more, like, everyone's looking for a more sustainable way to wear clothes.
Okay.
As opposed to the fast fashion.
Yeah.
So it's starting to boom a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when we were clearing out my mum's stuff, because we had to sell a house.
Yeah.
And she used to make paper. And so I came up with, I said, I'll take that. I'll take all this paper that she made. And yesterday I thought, I'll just do some painting on it, some watercolour painting. But it took so long for it to wet.
Right.
And then it took so long for it to dry. So I'm thinking, well, it's obviously not that kind of paper that you can wear because you, like, it's probably still wet now. it'll probably disintegrate. But then